5th floor at Dominion Tower, downtown Norfolk. Recorded live at Stuff and Things Studios. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked Child and Das Truthman.
On the show this week, we talk about Deadpool, buying stuff for our Valentines, and sexual deviancy. And now, masters of the sexual dinosaur, Wicked and Das.
Welcome to the show. Yeah. Where we almost drop laptops and yell at huskies.
Yes, husky trying to get in my lap. So, back together again.
Yes, reunited and it feels so fucking good.
Although I will say, the Skype show did not sound as bad as I thought it would.
Yeah, I mean, I was satisfied with it.
For as hackneyed as those chords were.
I'm going to shout out one of the Hooper girls who was listening to the Portsmouth show, Miss Gilkerson, not going to use your first name. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed this show, since you contacted me. So you contacted me, you get a motherfucking shout out. What up?
Yeah.
So this show is all about, what's this show about, Mr. Wicked?
I don't know, because I didn't give you no topic.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You said missed connections.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No.
Failures of connection. That's what I went with. You want to do that?
I don't know where you got
it. I will pull the messages.
we will go to the tape during the first break. And I promise you ain't gonna find shit.
Damn it. But
Anywho,
we're gonna talk about misconnections on the show, but we're gonna start it out with of course, what did you do this week? So Mr. Child.
As I said on the last show, I got my phone taken. And the phone was on its last leg, so I wasn't sad, although I got some stuff I want to get off of it, some like notes and like little shit. Minor shit. I went Wednesday, because apparently Wednesday is the only phone collection day.
Yes,
that was. So I went Wednesday to get my phone. Oh, it's not ready yet. Despite the fact my boss said that they've already went through it.
But, and make you thuffle.
Well, there's one guy that had his phone taken like the week before mine.
Uh-huh.
They still gave his back yet.
Wow.
They make you wait a half hour to be told, no, you ain't getting your phone back yet.
That's fucked up.
Yes.
That's some high school shit.
Yeah, so you got to have some time allotted if you want to go to that.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Still gainfully employed though.
Still gainfully employed.
Even though I forgot to tell you last show, I was told by a friend at ODU that they were doing 700 more that week, which was last week. So I was like, your phone was taken. I was like, oh shit, no. They're gonna use this to hold against them. Fuck.
But got me a new phone. Got me the bottom of the top. Or is it top of the bottom? Top of the bottom.
Top of the bottom.
Samsung Galaxy Grand Prime.
Dude, it's better than my phone. I'm still rocking that S4.
Moderately.
That's still better.
There's better and there's worse. But how many megapixels?
Oh, dude, not that many.
I want to say only, but you know, compared to my previous one, only 8.
8 forward facing or 8 rear?
8 rear.
8 rear.
Five forward facing.
Think I'm around that number. Yeah, seems about right.
Yeah, so I'm basically sporting what is the equivalent of like a 4-year-old phone.
Hey, it's all good.
But we won't be
taking camera pictures.
No.
We won't be taking phone pictures, camera pictures.
Not really. But so what else? I'm trying to hit the highlights. Shit still broke at work.
Damn. any new processes to work around it?
Nah, like for 3 days we were down thinking they were gonna fix shit. Shout out to Warwick Heat and Plumbing. Keeping us still down.
Dude.
Keeping a man down.
Dude, no. We'll say, any word on another attempt at legitimate repair or no?
I presume they're going to be working all this weekend.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But my ass left early because they gave us liberal leave. Oh. Now you feel like staying at work.
Hell yeah.
So. Yeah, hey, I brought you food.
If you can't hear Miss Child, it's Kaden Ezra. Says she was about to go back to bed so her man can get that money. This is a relationship. This is the real shit.
Hey, because we was gonna be celebrating somebody's birthday Friday.
Oh.
So there was some food brought in, but motherfuckers ain't wanna stay. So we took all that shit to go. I said, hey, sign me a little extra of that, whatever the hell that is. Because, you know, I can't be walking in the house with food and getting under my girl. That ain't how this shit works.
Oh, my God.
You can't be coming in the house with food and not give some. But,
yeah.
So got me a new phone. Hung around the mall. Saw that Deadpool.
Dude, that. Oh, yeah. And you rocking them fresh kicks there, daddy. I see you stunting. Husky stepped on it. I was like, get your paw off my shoe, dog. I'm like, what? I was like, yo, dude, killing the game right now with the Pumas.
Yes.
They ain't sponsored by Puma, but they make some fine footwear.
Yes.
Timeless.
I wear, I basically wear three brands of shoes.
Which is?
Adidas, Pumas, Converse.
You are a straight up 90s kid through and through.
Fucking 80s kid. 80,
No, 80s born kid in the 90s.
But I'm more in 80s styles.
Dude, no. I'm that dude that wears Supra, motherfucking Nike, because people give me free shoes. Not like we sponsored.
No, motherfuckers just actually give you shoes.
They just give me shoes. Supra, Nike. I got some weird, I think they're called Alpine or whatever, black boots. I don't know if they're expensive. They feel nice, so I like them. And
they wear well. That's all nice.
Yeah, yeah. And I wear Shadow foot wraps. That's Shadow, XSJADO, the skate company. Shadow.
The fuck?
Yeah, dog. You know, that's the foot wraps things I wear.
I don't.
Trying to pronounce. How to pronounce.
That's like Excato the Hedgehog.
Dude, Shadow Hedgehog. OC, do not steal. But. No,
donut steam.
But past that, let's see. It was something where we crossed paths for our week in review. So you want to do the where we crossed paths about the show and Deadpool when I get to it?
No, because I mean, I saw it today. You saw it yesterday. So true. Just go through yours.
All right, my week in review. School was all right. I came in late because your boy got hit with the bubble guts. See what happened was when I drink, I like to eat greasy, horrible foods. So next day, your boy was printing out for his presentation, as it were, and the mood struck him. And
you were screen printing them jeans?
You screen printing them jeans, and I had to show up an hour late to class. But it's okay, because two other people were late there, Daddy, so I wasn't that bad.
Was you the latest one?
I was the latest nigga an hour into fucking critique. But I still got my shit up, still got the feedback I needed from my classmates and professor. So hopefully my sketches turn out well for typography. I got my first screen printed in screen printing class. I made some fuck ups. I only have a 50% turnaround ratio.
Damn.
Because good old Husky Fur loves to get caught on screens, and I destroyed four of my prints. And when you look at the prints, you'll be like, "Oh, it's not that bad." It's like, no. I know they're bad because I know exactly where they're bad.
Yeah.
But
that's not design. That's Husky Fur.
Exactly. So we're gonna reclaim those. It's gonna be by, oh God. Not acrylic, not acidic, acetate registration. That's what we're going to try next class, and because I'm going to burn another color over it since it's black on white, and I'm going to do my other color prints. What else? School front. Art league shit. Still doing art league secretary and dropping the ball on that, so I got to do a PDF this week. I was supposed to do it on a Friday, which basically going to be like a newsletter. What else happened was... Oh yeah, the show. We were shooting for internet radio. We were trying to bless more ears with the gospel that is EC3 cast, and and Wicked Child even explained the proposition. Apparently, they didn't give a shit. They're not a bad internet radio station. It's just that they didn't hear what we were putting on the table.
It was I misunderstood. I figured it was a matter of you do your show, then you submit us your MP3, and then we broadcast it.
Yeah, which would have been perfect motherfucking world.
Yeah.
But they were like, nah, we brick and mortar, son. You got to come in here from the hours of you supposed to be asleep for work the next day.
God damn.
Like, I mean, your boy could have done it, but let's be real. The magic doesn't happen by itself.
No.
It takes two to tango if you're in the thing.
Yeah, and I mean, during the week, that'd probably be even a little pushing it for you.
Oh, dude, yeah, because I got to be up early to fucking get ready for class. I need at least 2 hours to get ready for the day.
Yeah.
And to lay in bed for another hour. And contemplate my failed existence of
life. And then get out of the bed to hear about cable management and go back to bed.
Be that as it may. Motherfucking what else? Yeah, besides that, like, yeah, we tried to get an internet radio station, but it's no way. If they would have threw numbers at your boys, it would have been a different story. But this was straight up, you're coming in and trying out. It's like, wait, you heard what we have to offer. That's what made me the most like upset. I'm like, dude, it's like, it's not the fact that, you know, there was miscommunication on either end. It was the fact you heard our show and then said you gotta try out. I'm like, why? You act like you're going through our show, you can hear what we doctored and edited. I know this is a complete stream of motherfucking consciousness from both your boys. You seeing what you get, you hearing what you're gonna get.
And here's the thing. I gave you the website. You could go sample, peek, you know.
Yeah.
You wanna hear us at our worst? You might find us at our worst.
Yeah, exactly. So coming in, like wanting to come in and shit and audition, I'm like, bruh, we have an audition. That's just like how I feel about my photography page, where people are like, oh, can I see some of your work? Like, yes, here's a Facebook. Oh, well, do you mind coming in for a few test shots? I'm like, why am I going to give you test shots? You've seen me in now a studio environment, club environment, outdoor, indoor, doesn't matter. I have photos from every which way. I don't need to come in and give you tests. Unless you give me a new fucking camera. That's the only way I need to test shit. It's like, if you like, oh yeah, this is a whole different camera that we're going to provide for you. It's like, okay, fine. Well, I'll come in, you know, bring noise, bring funk. But no, be that as may, it sucked that we didn't get the opportunity as a new media outlet, but it is what it is, because we've been given other opportunities that we might become the new Mike and Bob kind of setup for club events. Dude, we could be living the dream in a few months. We could, because it was offered by a DJ to play a brunch, and all I could think of is just he had me sold at like nonstop mimosas. I'm like, bro, I fucking love mimosas. No, you know what a mimosa is, right? Orange juice and champagne. That's all it is. All right. Yeah. Can you imagine just having that throughout the whole fucking show and how bad that would go?
I'm sick of the words podcast and brunch and how those things don't go together. But
dude, it could be amazing.
I know, it could be.
It could be amazingly horrible or amazingly awesome.
Like I said, we could try it. Yeah. Ain't nothing to stop us from trying it.
I mean, like,
From auditioning the idea.
Because it's on our terms, we auditioned. Motherfucker. God damn it. But no, now they're going to listen to the show, the internet radio station. They're going to be like, well, fuck these guys anyway.
Because at least one of them is cool.
One cool?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
I hung out with
Shout out to the one guy that's cool. I don't know your name.
Shout out to the Hulkster.
It was the Hulkster?
Justin Wilson is the Hulkster.
Nigga.
Did you not realize that?
I never knew his real fucking name.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I've hung out with him. I've been on your music show. I've been on your wrestling show.
Dude, Hulkster, come on the show. I know we turned you down, Daddy. Come on the show.
do I need to edit out any shit talking right now?
No, let it fly. We keep it real around here. I'm back down for nobody. But fucking, that's the Hulkster?
I thought you knew.
I didn't know. Oh, shit. I feel like a rude. We can blacklist our ass so fast because I can't keep my mouth shut. He's never going to want to work with me.
You're going to get turned down forever, brother.
Brother, no, I'm sorry. I love you. Love your work. Real talk. You are very much an inspiration to your boy. But no, but anyway. Shit. Fuck. Damn it. Hulkster, I love you. But on the Deadpool. All right, so.
Well, do you want to talk about other Valentine's things first, or you want to get to that?
For Valentine's, your boy set the bar too high for himself for the next forever and a day. Because see, at first we were talking about a few shows back of spinners on a gold jet ski. We have now reached ridiculous proportions known as bejeweled chrome spinners on a platinum jet ski. And he bought out of control. He got himself some new photography equipment. He needs to get shit for the show because he's fucking up.
Shit for the show.
Hey, man.
I'm just sitting there listening to you talk. I'm like,
because bought so much equipment.
Motherfucker ain't bought a mic cord. Damn.
It'll be coming soon because I need to sit with you to know what to buy. I can't just, you're like, oh, just go to the list. I'm like, no. There's shit that's prioritized by you, and I know it is. So I need to sit down with you and buy shit. Let's be real. All
right.
But that's how I'm saving my ass. That's my reasoning. Because I bought new backdrop, and it came with the roll paper backdrop that don't have to be themed ever until it tears or breaks, and then you just pull out another roll. Because I needed stronger supports for my backdrop for photography. Bought two soft boxes. And shout out Soul Crash Ron, a.k.a. Ron Liddell. He has been a godsend in photography for me for like since I started. He is a Midwest photographer, cosplay photographer, does charities, does other stuff that he's booked out and hired for. He's an awesome man, awesome dude. I suggest you look at his work. It's Soul Crash Ron on Facebook for his photography page, if I remember correctly. But he told me flat out, I was like, oh, I want to get the Gary Fong diffuser. And it's like a... It's like an opaque dome that you put on your flash, an external flash speed light. And two of my photographer friends have them, and pretty much said that, hey, that's all well and good, but something better out there for your boy. And I'm like, all right. So I got the other ones instead. I wish I remember the damn name, but they awesome according to him. So I'm gonna be giving that a shot this week whenever they come. The soft boxes, he was like, hey, just go with this. And I was like, all right, because I couldn't figure out. I read reviews online and shit. And I was like, no, just go with these soft boxes. All right, so I got two new soft boxes coming. And there's going to be a lot of studio photos hopefully going up once I get off my ass to edit the ones that we shot in the garage because I'm a piece of shit. I'm team blowing it. Captain.
Yes.
since inception. But now I got those shits. And but yeah, on the Valentine's Day, so ball out of control, so to speak. We went out before we went to see Deadpool. Your boy was like, "Oh, we gotta go." Miss Truffle was like, "Oh, we gotta go to Spencer's for some bedtime shenanigans, if you understand." Mm. Mm. And I was like, "I'm glad that wasn't nobody can hear that." But yeah, so for proper motion, get that right lotion. That's what we're looking for. And then I got me some strapping gauges, not strap-on gauges, but strapping gauges, and also more gauges for Miss Truth, and you understand, she rocking them roses for zombie roses. They cute, they adorable.
I didn't even know she had gauge, dude.
Yeah, cause she got long blonde hair. She covered that shit up. She don't be flexing on nobody. She ain't got shit to prove. But so past that, we went to motherfucking Hot Topic, cause I needed jeans, cause your boy got some. He wears a skinny jeans, you know. He a rock star in his head. But that chub rub is a thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm thick thighed. I got the roll blade legs and wow, the crotch in 6 months.
I thought you didn't wear nothing but them modified sweatpants, daddy.
Dude, I got three other pair of those I need to still sew up. This fucking scheduling conflict this weekend kept me from doing it, but I got three pairs I gotta sew. But I wear modified sweats and skinny jeans. That's my jams. But yeah, so besides that, got her a new sweater. And some tights. The No Face from I'ma Fuck This Up anime. It's not Mononoke. It's fucking something. Spirited Away. Miss Truth is looking at your boy like he just murdered a cat. Spirited Away leggings. And we found the funniest video on YouTube on how to remove safety tags from devices, because remember how you asked me, do I have a magnet? Mm-hmm. And I was like, and that was all the videos I found. I was like, yeah, strong magnet, fucking remove the fucking. And we're not condoning robbing places,
but how to do it. But if you go to one of those establishments where they don't take that shit off for you,
yeah, use a magnet. It's videos everywhere on YouTube. It's easy. But this one hilarious video, this dude.
It was a magnet.
It was his special electromagnet in his shielding. Being a cloth for shielding and a strong electromagnet being a hammer. He removed it thusly. So I did the same thing. It worked very fast because my magnet was stronger than his magnet.
Well, now here's the thing, though. With some of those are full of ink.
Yeah, I thought it was full of ink, but it wasn't. It's just the
But some of them
are. Yeah, that's why I'm always worried about that. But that one was just a tamper seal, like for a magnet going out. Even though the alarm didn't go off for us.
They probably demagnetized it.
Or didn't take it
off. Or here's the thing. Where'd you buy it from?
Hot Topic.
They probably bought that shit at auction from a place that did security tag that shit.
Oh my god. Yeah, it could happen. Yeah. Could happen. But bought that for, and then today I blessed her with the piece de la resistance, nice Phoenix hoop, and I'm not gonna say how much money I paid for that, but let's just say I need to catch up on show purchases because our quality is awesome.
How much dick did you have to suck?
Dude, I'm just saying, from the back, at least a solid 4 or 5 dicks. So you can, if you guys can Google how much it costs to suck a dick from the back or a ZJ.
We are teaching kids today.
You'll understand how much that hoop costs and why there are so many other people who's going to be mad and bitter at your girl and me by proxy.
Yes.
They can hate all they want, but let's just say the show is going to be upgraded because there's a new mic stand that's attached to the desk here at the studio, and it is amazing. And that husky is providing us with the best background ambiance. It's adorable. But
I ain't getting no school monies. So
yeah, that's the only reason your boy balled out of control.
Yeah,
the government fucked up.
Yeah, my girl got she got her a new CD. That new Lacey Sturm, the previous singer of Flyleaf, got that shit in the mail.
Oh shit!
Day of release. Ooh. Yeah, and got the Amazon MP3 version. Ooh. At midnight.
Yo, you fancy. Is it a good album?
She's shaking her head. She's just saying it, playing that shit a lot already. I've heard that shit flowing through the apartments. Damn.
That's right. Sometimes you got to smack your husky.
That sounds like a euphemism. But let's see. I also bought her a nice body pillow. Nice soft Star Wars BB-8 because she fall in love with the BB-8.
Yeah, I still need to see that fucking movie. You both saw it when it came out.
Yeah, it's still in the theaters.
It was good though, right?
Yeah.
I need to give it a shot. That's why we talked about on a fucking show.
Yeah.
A little bit, briefly.
At least at MacArthur, it's still in the theaters.
I'm about to give it a go.
It's just been in the theaters since mid December. Yeah, it's like December 20th.
How the fuck is it still in theaters right now?
I'm still making money.
That makes sense.
long as it's just making money, that shit will still be in theaters.
Got it.
Also, I got to jump on some birthday gifts for the girl.
Oh, that's
she got her new vape.
Oh, vape life.
one not too dissimilar from Mr. Trufin's.
Is it the smaller one or is it the same size?
It's a slightly smaller one, I think.
Oh, yeah, I seen that one.
Because that one don't come in purple.
Yeah, no, the one I wanted came in pink. Yeah. I wanted to get the Nano because it came in pink. And then I was like, man, that's too adorable for your boy to hold his manly fingernail painted hands.
Yeah. So today, before the show, she was testing all the juices.
All the juice, all the exclusive juices.
Get a gallon of water in one hand, vaporizer in the other.
Boss.
Yes.
Fucking boss.
So,
But Deadpool, onto the pool.
Also, but before I get
before
to that, just a little word of advice for those people out there. If you got a Verizon phone and you have a SIM card and you locked in that contract, but you want to upgrade that phone, I'm just saying certain Straight Talk phones will work with a Verizon SIM. I'm just throwing that out there.
You go on motherfucking eBay. Yeah. Get yourself a cheap phone. Yeah. That's what I've been living on. Yeah. So, after I breaking the screen trying to fix it.
Yeah, so that way you ain't got to spend, $700 on a new unlocked phone. It's like,
bruh,
get you a lot of them Straight Talk Android phones work on the Verizon network.
Yo, what up?
So, just throwing that out there.
Yeah, no.
Sorry. On a Deadpool.
Save you some money. But on to the Mr. Pool as you're rocking them colors today.
Yes.
With your black button up and your red tie and your black and red Pumas. I see you, girl.
Yes.
I see you. Very Valentine's Day appropriate.
Yes.
Very Deadpool specific. Yes.
Wasn't the point when I bought them, but I was like, well, because them suede Pumas and that suede white gets so fucking dirty.
Oh, yeah. These
should last a little while.
Dude, when working at A&M, we had suede white Pumas. All the bitches turned yellow within a year. It's sad day.
Well, see, mine turned like a weird, like, grayish brown. But
no, these bitches turned yellow.
Anywho. So, what theater did y'all go to see it at?
AMC in Lynn Haven.
Why the hell did y'all go all the way out to Lynn Haven?
Because we want to go Red Robin. That's why I forgot to shout out Red Robin. We got Red Robin yesterday, dog. Bonsai Burger, son.
Which one's that one?
That's the one with the pineapple and soaking teriyaki sauce. That's my favorite.
Bro, you got to get a Diablo. Is it Diablo burger?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. That was the second choice. I wanted the spiciness. Since we agreed on Red Robin for Valentine's Day, I was dreaming about Bonsai's because I haven't had that one forever. But the Diablo.
That motherfucker. Like,
changed your life.
I had to start stealing burgers from other people's plates.
Just because that hot?
Yes. It is ghost pepper sauce, pepper jack, grilled jalapenos.
We are not sponsored by Red Robin, but if you want to sponsor us,
that shit is delicious. Also, not to sidetrack too much, have you had the sweet and spicy pizza from Little Caesars?
No, not yet.
It's a pineapple, pepperoni, and jalapenos.
Ooh, that sounds good, actually.
It is fucking delicious.
We had the heart-shaped plain cheese pizza from Papa John's just for just for notoriety, just for fucking tried.
We was at Dunkin' Donuts yesterday. We saw them heart-shaped donuts. Fuck that shit. You give me less donut for the same price. Fuck that noise.
You're like, I know what you're trying to do, and you ain't winning.
I see what you're doing. That shit ain't gonna work on me.
Smarter than you think. But no, so Deadpool. If you haven't seen fucking Deadpool, go see Deadpool. We're not gonna give any spoilers and shit. But I told one of my friends, friend of the show, Mr. Timms, when he said, yeah, it was a really good movie, I'm like, because it's Guardians of the Galaxy type shit, nobody really knows or cares to know about their backstory because nobody really read those comics growing up. At large, and it wasn't a big thing, part of pop culture at large.
But the difference is, people know who Deadpool is, even if they don't know his backstory. They know who Deadpool is. Nobody knew who the fuck Guardians of the Galaxy was.
Yeah, true.
But when does they know their story? They knew who the hell they was.
Yeah. But
who the fuck is this raccoon?
But Deadpool, you can recognize Deadpool, but even though you recognize him, it doesn't mean you know about him.
Well, it's not quite, Batman familiarity.
Yeah, nowhere near Batman familiarity. But, and also, I will go on to say, as a cosplayer, nobody started cosplaying Deadpool until he showed up in a fucking cartoon a 2 or 3 years ago. That's when you started seeing more Deadpool cosplayers per capita.
Like, comic cosplay wasn't really up that high. That's somewhere around fucking the 2010s and shit like that. That's when that started really kicking up.
Yeah. But as a movie, cosplay and other side pop culture shit aside, it was a solid movie. You will be entertained from fucking beginning to end, in my opinion.
all the motherfuckers, like, I'm looking at the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, all these motherfuckers that do rotten, y'all motherfuckers don't know how to have fun. Y'all need some fun in your life.
Uh-oh.
Y'all need... Y'all need
what happened? What happened? What'd you read?
I don't remember anything specific, but...
But the, on the whole, like, what was...
It's like... It's trying to be the unsuperhero movie, but it ends up being nothing but a superhero movie.
Bruh, okay. Listen, and this is the shit I said before, off air, before the show. I'm like, he is the atypical 90s anti-hero.
Yeah.
He is like, he basically was that experiment in comics of what happens when we do all the wrong shit for hero. That's what I feel like they did with Deadpool. It's like, let's just do everything fucking wrong. Not by design or character, but just by plot
and approach. What else did you learn about Deadpool today?
Motherfucker, I was so mad I never saw this shit. Good old Wicked Child dropped knowledge on your boy. He's like, yo, you know he's based off a character. And I'm like, what character? And he pulls up a picture. And I'm like, Slade Wilson and Wade Wilson, you got to be shitting me. Fucking Deathstroke? Seriously? Are you fucking... He was like, look at the design. I'm like, oh, fuck me. It's like, I never noticed that. And my dad, if I tell my dad this, huge comic fan, he would probably look at me like, why did you never notice that? Well, the
fact that you know Deathstroke and you know his name. I was like,
yeah.
Like, wait a second. How do you know who that motherfucker is but don't know that's basically who Deadpool's ripped off of?
Because...
It's a mixture of that and Spider-Man, pretty much.
Yeah. But what... Because I can't defend myself on this one.
And he was created to be kind of the anti-Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like, I like Deadpool...
What the hell did I do?
What did you hit?
Oh, shit.
Oh, did we bite into the break?
yeah.
Technical difficulties. Oh, my God. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
That was beautiful. We played ourselves off.
Yeah. We're still going.
We're still going. This is
we played ourselves.
Congratulations.
All right. How about this? You want to make Deadpool? We'll go into the main segment with that. All right.
We'll do Deadpool and then we'll talk about the main segment.
Yeah, but we'll kick to the break and then or do you want to just wrap up Deadpool?
Let's wrap up Deadpool because okay. We don't want to beat into the ground.
Okay.
But no, with Deadpool as a character, I always like saw him as, like I said, everything that's wrong, everything a hero could do wrong.
Yeah.
Still be a fucking hero.
Yeah.
And in the movie, the way they approach his humor, like everybody's like, oh, he breaks the fourth wall. I'm like, I don't give a shit about that. Like, I want to see him just do fucked up shit and be self-centered. And just, like, even, like, everyone's like, oh, he's such a hero. I'm like, he's still centered around two main ideas. That's it. Like, I'm not going to say him, but you know it. As soon as the movie starts to end, he's centered around two goals. He lets everybody that comes across him, everyone he interacts with, I only care about two things, that it. And no other hero does that. Like, yeah, you can say Spider-Man focused on, like, oh, you know, his love for Mary Jane, but then he got his love for his aunt, then he's do the right thing about his uncle and fucking other crazy shit going on. And he's a very multifaceted fucking, what do you call it? He's a well-rounded hero. He's multidimensional as far as his, like, ambitions and goals.
Yeah.
Deadpool is not, and that doesn't make him a bad character. It just makes him a simple character to understand. It doesn't make you a simple person for liking him, but he is a very simple hero to wrap your mind around.
I'm ready for the next movie when, you know, they don't have to do any backstory.
Just straight Deadpool all the time. That's going to be hilarious.
And if, you know, this isn't spoiling anything, but if what they gave you in the post-credit scene was true, which is the logical progression.
Yeah.
That movie's gonna cost so much money.
Oh, fucking God, yeah. Especially not even just the actor that he suggested, but the effects work.
Yes.
I'm just gonna leave it with this. Time travel ain't cheap to render, son.
that's Days of Future budget right there.
Woo! But all right, fucking.
We're gonna kick the first song. It's a nice little cover ditty from, what the fuck? I don't remember the name of the site that does it, but AV Room, that's what it is. It's basically what the series is they have a bunch of, like, known artists come in.
Mm-hmm.
They have a list of cover songs. They get to pick a song from the list.
Okay.
Once that song has been done, it's crossed off the list.
Nice.
The later you come in, the less choices you got.
Oh, shit.
You ain't never watched that series?
No.
You need to watch that series.
Okay.
Get to watch some Gore-covered Carry On Our Wayward Son.
I need to watch that.
Watch them cover some Talking on the Radio.
Bruh.
But this particular cover is They Might Be Giants. What most of you know them for is the band that did the theme song for Malcolm in the Middle.
Yes.
But it's They Might Be Giants covering Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child.
Hit it.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable and doing those things you did no more. Slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And then you asked to use my car, drive it all day and not fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next.
What else is through? What else is through? Being told I come up with an idea for a show.
I swear to fucking Christ, you said it had to be on Skype because I can't find definitive proof. It's bullshit. Anyway, let's talk about goddamn missed connections. Yes. And we're not talking about failed relationships, none of that fucking shit. We're talking about missed connections. There's kind of under failed relationships, but we're not like fire and brimstone fucking this my ex-wife. All
right, no,
we're gonna preface it.
No, we did talk about relationships. We were gonna talk about sexual misadventures.
See, so you remember
that won't miss connections. that was you putting
missing connections on that. You got some problems.
I mean, sometimes it's tight like prom night though.
I mean, but I love bad bitches. That's my fuck problem.
Yeah.
Damn, I should pick that a cover for that one. I know there's a cover for that one by now, but no, so, all right, so sexual misadventure. Yeah. Whew, man. You want to start? Because I got a medium one.
Do you want to roll with that, or do you want to do the misconnections thing?
I got a, dude, either way, I got some meaty shit, either way.
Right, you want to do some sexual misadventures?
I mean, it is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Get the people what they want. Yes. We're not giving no emo.
I already know the first one I'm going to.
All right, you start first. I'm going to roll through the Rolodex as I co-sign, as I'm known to do.
Yes. All right. I'm a preface this by saying anytime someone tells you, any man that tells you he put it in the back door by accident is a liar.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
That is true sometimes, though.
Dude, it is.
Yes.
It is. You get a little excited.
I've slipped in the Hershey Highway by accident.
I mean, we all have missed that ramp, you know what I'm saying? We jumped off too early.
Yeah.
You know, you pull back and you go in hot and then you find out real quick.
Yeah. Because surprise backdoor love is even worse because they don't know it's coming. Show us how they know lube because you weren't prepared for it. So I did that with an ex-lady.
Mm.
Who had definitively told me that was never going to happen.
And I mean, you know, it wasn't going to happen because you're an intent for it.
I intend for it to happen. We, you know, things was getting hot and heavy. We was watching Mighty Ducks.
So that's your signature move, your setup. Hence, Mighty Ducks.
Henceforth, anal got referred to as Mighty Ducks in it.
Oh, I like that. That's classy.
Yes. That's classy. But, so after that, she's like, that ain't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Whoa.
Yes. That's an in. That's what they call in the industry an in. So she was like, all right, we got to try this again. We got to try it with, you know, proper lubricants and, you know.
There's a difference, by the way, sidebar. There's regular lubricant and there's anal lubricant. It ain't all fucking all for one use. Remember that, gentlemen and ladies. There's two separate ones. I was informed,
message,
you know, recently in life. As it were, like, put that bottle down. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, wait to hear what your boy did, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh, great. Is that what we went to Spencer's for? Anywho, let's reel this back in.
We're only out of one lube.
Y'all got the damn industrial drum of that one.
Dude, no, we're not like my good old roommates. They did.
What size you want that lube in? That. But anywho,
as Husky cries about, why would you do this?
Anywho, so we grabbed some KY, what we thought was a warm touch lubricant.
Oh no!
What we actually grabbed was the small bottle of warm and touch massage oil.
Oh no!
Oh, let me tell you.
Goodness gracious.
My dick is on fire. I started rubbing it on the peckaroo. She started putting it up the Hershey Highway. And about 5 seconds later, we realized we made a giant mistake. Oh, damn. Like from that song, Chocolate Salty Balls. My balls are burning. You done burned my balls. You
know. Isaac Hayes, RIP.
Yes. But that was a sad night for the peckaroo.
All right, so we all know that, like a Rolling Stone, after my separation, I gather no moth.
Yeah.
I wild out, as the kids of our age said.
Yeah.
I fucking lost control of my goddamn mind. Did some things I'm proud of, some things I would stand by as these were the best laid plans. And so one misadventure, one of my favorite ones to tell people, is when they tell me, hey, man, I'm thinking about trying cocaine. And I'm like,
how does this just come up?
Bruh, why? And like, I mean, it just seems like a good time. I'm like, this ain't the 80s. we are well past. This sounds like a good time. Fuck, we were all raised in the dare generation at this age.
We done let this motherfucker down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Let that motherfucker down. Horde. But no, so I went to a party. You know, in my apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I told the story on the show before, or a little truncated version of it. But came down. I was in my pajamas. That's right. I stunted in my pajama pants and fucking tank top and my sweet, sweet Sherpa line fucking zip hoodie with my dad's shoes on. My Doc Martens slip-ons.
Which obviously says, hey, ladies, you want a piece of this?
Exactly. So proceed to take a few bong rips. And they were like, hey, man, you ever tried this before? And I'm like, nah. Like any red-blooded African-American man would say that wasn't a product of the 80s as a young adult or teenager. And they're like, yo, you down? I'm like, I don't know. Like then, you know, respectable Dawes came in and was like, listen, you know, this is probably a bad idea. You know, we shouldn't really do this. Like you heard what it does to your body and how addictive it is. And, you know, it's a bad time.
But then you remember that scene from, what was it, Walk Hard? It makes sex better.
Not really. But the main thing, the deciding factor was, I am so fucking drunk and high right now. This probably won't fuck me up that bad. It will probably cancel out The other shit.
Police knocking at your door now.
Dude, they could be coming down here. So, I hit it. Hit one line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, this is not... I'm not... And the thing is, when you try new drugs, with people who have done that drug before, they all stare at you. Not like, oh, you know, I think they're stabbing. No, they all look at you like, you feeling it yet? Is it hitting you? How do you feel? And I'm like, I feel really drunk and really high. That's all I'm feeling. And so tonight, they're like, oh, man, fucking, you got bad stuff. You didn't give them enough, this, that, and the third. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm already wrecked as it is. What the fuck ever? Who cares? Proceed to go back to the party. There is a Amazonian-sized woman at the party. All kinds of goth night out attire. And when I say Amazonian, she was taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
First glance, you would think she might be, you know, dude looks like a lady type shit. But I'm like, you know what? She cool people. Whatever.
Yeah.
So as the night goes on, it starts hitting your boy because he realizes this when somebody breaks a desk chair on the patio, and I'm like, I can fix that. And I proceed to MacGyver the shit out of this chair.
So basically, hardcore drugs turn you into Bob the Builder.
Exactly. And I'm just like, oh, he's like, oh, well, no, man. And somebody's like, oh, I got to work on, like, I'm trying to figure this out. I'm like, oh, well, man, this is how you figure out this. And you here, let me show you on my phone. You look up this. And I'm just helping everybody solve
dovetail
issues.
Joints, man. Dovetail joints.
Like, it's then, like, at that point, me explaining fucking artistic theory to a super high person, I'm like, I am fucking skied up. I'm on the slopes right now. It's York Peppermint Patty time.
Mm.
Like, it is hitting your boy. Like, I am no longer high or drunk. I'm just up.
You just are.
I'm just, yeah, I just am. And so Amazonian lady is just like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm doing all right.
While she's sweeping in for the queue.
Dude, and I'm like, you know, talk, smoke cigarettes, whatever. And then my boy whose place it is like, hey, she thinks she's cute. I'm like, word. It's like, yo, do you have any alcohol? I'm like, oh, yeah, I got a few bottles upstairs. You guys want to go do shots? So we go do shots. And
fucking, brilliant idea.
And in 50-inch plasma, playing all rollerblading shit. Because when I get fucked up, I got to watch rollerblading. So
like
showing,
you do.
Yeah, so I'm showing, like, skate videos and shit like that. And she's just like, oh, my God, that's so hot. And I'm just like, word? Yeah, I knew. Fuck, everybody would say rollerblading ain't hot. This chick thought it was hot. See, or she might have been under the influence and thought it was hot.
See, now you just be high as hell watching damn Game Grumps videos.
Dude, that's my life. But, no, so Miss Truth is chiming in and letting him know, like, no, it still turns to rollerblading when he's fucked up. But, no, so everybody leaves, and he's like, hey, man. Like, the guy's like, hey, man, you know, we're going to leave you two alone. He, he, he. And I'm like, all right, whatever. We're just going to watch more shit. And next thing you know, we are in the bedroom.
The boudoir.
Putting in work, as it were. I'm climbing this mountain and doing it for for brothers everywhere.
About to plant your flag.
Planting my flag, as it were. Here's a problem people don't warn you about fucking cocaine. There's no finish line. You can run a race for days. There is no finish line. From the hours of 2 in the morning to, oh, say, 9 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
I am fucking steel putting in work. Fucking re-wetting the whistle, as it were, because that's what one must do when you're going that long with no finish line in sight. To got to a point where I was like, hey, nothing's happening. And she was like, yeah, I know. I mean, I had a really good time. I'm like, yeah. Okay, bye. Never heard from her again.
And you're just looking down at, like Terry Crews, yeah. What's wrong with you?
Like, no, like that's the thing. Like, people are like, oh, you can't get up. I was like, no, you can get it up. It will stay up, but you will not finish. Because shit numbs.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. 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 And I was already drunk and high beforehand. So those that say I like to party, it's like you are just partying. Like, don't think I like to party means I'm partying. There's chicks there. Things going to happen. Because you're going to be very upset that things happened because there is no... There's no finish line. Without a finish line, there's no point to the race. Period. So fuck that shit. I didn't like it.
You're just like Forrest Gump. You're just running.
I just like to run. Like, and where we at on time? Because I got another one for you if you don't mind. Unless you got another one.
Oh, I got another one.
You got another one? Hit me.
This another one involves the ex. When she came down that trip, she was a little sick, had a little rustly voice. So anytime we started to get to sexy time, she started saying she was a little sexual dinosaur. I don't know how this started. But so, as I am one who is, you know, I'm one to take things a little too far.
Oh, yeah.
I got the little idea planned in my head. Sexual dinosaur. If I was a sexual dinosaur, I'd be a pterodactyl.
Oh, no. You didn't.
So we.
Please tell me you didn't.
We getting it in.
Uh-huh.
I'm going away, doing my thing. Sort of do your thing.
No.
As I'm about to climax, I rear back.
No.
Spread the wings.
No. No. No.
So it's just jizz and screams.
Oh, God. Did it feel great?
Top 10, bro.
Dude, no. For me. For me, one thing in that vein. So everybody has a thing. We're like, oh, I bet you won't do this, you know, with your buddies, you know, because you're all drunk idiots.
Yeah.
And I would never mention this girl. I would never describe this girl because I feel bad for this girl. And yeah, so Errol's like, what's the most fucked up thing you ever yelled in the bedroom? You got the gold with pterodactyl right now.
I've also walked in and did sexy talk as Jar Jar Binks. Misa, think yours has most bombad titties in all galaxies.
That's the one I'm doing, if you let me get to it. So, good thing there's no spoilers on this show. So, this girl will remain nameless.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a pool of a bet going for, like, what's the most fucked up thing to say? We brainstormed as a group of drunk idiots, as men are known to do. What's the most fucked up thing you can do? And you can peg who the individual will be, because I'm known for cosplay of the Power Ranger variety. So we decided this would be the most fucked up phrase to say. So one drunk hookup. I would never mention this person's name ever or describe them.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to town, and we are wrapping up the show, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, this is prime time. This is my moment.
It's now or never.
It's now or never. So pull out and just scream, it's morphin' time. I've never seen someone so disgusted, done, angry, all in one face, in one go.
No, see, mine was sheer terror.
No, that was no terror. That was just, I hate everything you stand for.
No, mine was terror because you didn't know what the hell was going on.
No, this one could see me. We were eye to eye, as it were. And I'm just like, and I laughed. She didn't laugh.
I wonder why.
She went, cleaned herself up, and she went home. And I was ashamed, but I was just like, fucking nailed it. I didn't even care. I was like, I got me, went to the kitchen, made me my delicious rum and coke. And I was like, that was a thing that happened. And to the day I die, I can claim it. Nobody's going to take it away from me. It's not a proud moment. It's like, this is the thing that happened. If you've never yelled anything, be it pterodactyl noise or fucking this morphin' time or any other fucking one-liner in the bedroom, highly recommend it, but just not with someone you love.
Yeah, that's
just do not do it with someone you love.
That's not a thing you do.
Like, fucking, you, it's if you're known for a one night stand and you get it in, you ride around town getting it, fucking try it one time.
Or if you do it with a one night stand and she down with it, you might have
you
a keeper.
Yeah, you might have yourself a keeper there.
Yeah, but I'm actually gonna do something off of that.
Uh oh.
Do you remember the first time you learned exactly what happens when you pull out how far your shoot game is?
Oh, dude.
Yes.
Dude.
Getting it in. Pulled it out. Thought I was going to give a little skeet on the belly. put one in the eye.
Surprise, surprise.
Hallmark don't make it. I'm sorry for jizzing in your eye card.
That's a comedian used that line, but I forgot who it is. But yes.
I've used that before.
Dude, no. Besides that one, it's even worse when it happens from behind.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know how to awkwardly say, oh, shit, there's something in your hair. Like, you don't know how to awkwardly be like, let me get a towel for that. It's like, why? It's not that bad. It's like, and you start working the lower back, and then you move up to the hair, and they're like, motherfucker. It's like, I'm sorry. You're just so hot, and things were so heavy.
Sometimes you underestimate.
Yeah, you underestimate, you know what I'm saying? So it goes from, like, a nice semi-open faucet, as in nice casual drip,
yeah,
to fucking, you don't think you're gonna fire out fucking machine gun bursts.
But see, sometimes you a dollar store spray gun, sometimes you a super soaker.
Yeah, I mean, you,
and you don't 100% know.
You don't know. You're not a porn star. You don't know your range. You don't practice that shit. You don't warm it up.
No.
It just happened. So, fellas, take it from men who have done it accidentally, and I'm pretty sure you have done it accidentally because you might be laughing a deep belly laugh right,
yes,
now, but you know that after, like, that after it happens, like, ooh, that was hot, and then you realize you're both consenting human beings, and what you have done to this poor, poor woman, that's the
or
most
man.
We don't judge, to the other person, as it were. You know that's the most, like, fucking humbling experience of, like, how much you care for a person, period. Because you can, I've done it and just be like, all right, bye. Go clean yourself up. I've done that kind of shit before.
Throw them a towel.
You know what I'm saying? But I've, it, more often than not, it's been, oh, let me help you out there, mama. I can't let you go like that.
Hey, I know you got it in your eye. Let me walk you to the shower.
Yeah. Like, oh no, that went higher than usual. Let me give you a hand. Like, it's, whew. It's got a mind of its own, dog.
Yes.
It's got its own power level. It's fucking, you don't be knowing if it's an off day or on day. Whew, where we at on time?
We're good.
Do I got time for one more?
We got plenty of time.
All right. So one more. And how much time I got there, Daddy?
That's how you hit the 5-minute mark. So.
All right. So fucking. All right. All right. So.
You got about 6 minutes.
All right. So, I have a thing, complex, if you will, about sleeping with virgins.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens afterwards is usually more loving and more like,
yeah, you don't introduce them to, like, a world,
yeah, and they want to see, they want you to show them all the shine and shimmer and splendor. The one that I did that for, they wanted to see the world, but there, yes, there's a problem with ye old apartment called cheap construction,
mm-hmm,
and not that strong soundproofing of the walls. Mm. So in the vein of misadventures, your boy had his second fucking parents, as they called them, nice old black couple,
mm-hmm,
next door neighbors. They didn't tell me until that one.
Wait, so I thought they were on the other side.
No, they were on the other side, but they could still hear.
Oh,
yeah.
There was a kitchen in between your bedroom and them.
Oh, yeah, there was, but you could still hear it. You know what I'm saying? Not toot my horn, beep motherfucking beep, nigga. Fucking, and they started distinguishing who had came over based on what they heard.
Mm.
And they gave them all nicknames.
Oh, hell.
One was nicknamed Voice. And I was like, why Voice? And like, because they have a very distinct voice. And I'm like, okay. And what had happened was, more often than not, and Husky, you are not doing a good impersonation. You are fucking up, man. You're blowing the shot.
Yes.
Blowing it. But this one, it sucked so bad because they just, they knew. They'd be outside waiting to talk to me after the post-coitus cigarette, if you will, hugging, being like, hey, so I see you got voiceover in there. You know, tell her, come out, say hi. I'm like, what the shit? And they gave all them nicknames, and they would hear it all, and it got to a point where I stopped giving a shit. I was like, yeah, you know they're here.
They got a whiteboard. They got a whiteboard calendar. They marking them all.
Dude, they're just like, oh, that one. Oh, that one. Oh, that one. And people are like, oh, you just get it like that? I was like, at a time of my life, I did not give one fuck. I enjoyed any girl that would give me time of day. Didn't matter to you, to me.
Hey, did they ever give the ones, like, they try to act all sweet and the mother figure be like, mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Woo! Child. The mother figure. You met her before.
Yes. I met both of them.
Yeah, and they both were completely honest after a woman would leave, and they would tell me what I should do with my future with them. And there was some that was like, they're a good one, and some was like, mm-hmm. Heard them again last night. Why you still got them coming around here for? I'm like, I pay fucking bills in my apartment. This is my place. Do what I want. But they were like, but you know what? In the grand scheme of things, they was right. Older people do know. They can tell. But yeah, fucking, just a muffled scream is still a scream that can be heard.
Mm-hmm.
A moan is heard, vibrates very well through the walls.
Mm-hmm.
This is what was told to me.
Oh, our poor neighbors then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our poor neighbors. Child. Because Somebody be enjoying it a bit too much. Message. Our neighbors always smile when we're both outside. It's like they smile like they know. I know. Our neighbor is right across. Our bedroom is right across from where our neighbors come outside to go in and out the house. So,
do you ever walk out the door to a high five?
They have no. That was at the old apartment. I got the high five and let me light that cigarette for you, there, young man. You look kind of tired. Look kind of spent.
let me give you this fish to replenish yourself.
Oh God, fish though. Anyway, another time. Okay, so you're gonna throw to my song.
No, you still got a little bit of time.
A little bit of time. I don't want to fucking get too close.
We could throw just throw a little anecdote out there quick.
A little anecdote. Fucking okay. So, the slip ups. Man. So I got 3 minutes. About 3 minutes. So your boy. It's not kink or fetish.
Mm-hmm. Not about that fat life.
Not about that fat life. I gotta apologize to my brother.
Oh God.
See what happened was, he probably knows the story already. We shared a hotel room.
Oh hell.
And this is when we had separate. We both had separate beds, but I was sharing the bed with my spouse at the time. Things happen, and I'm sorry. Go apologize to that right now. It's been about 4 or 5 years, but I'm gonna apologize on the show. Cause it was about to go off to war. Actually, I think I came back from war. I think I was coming back from war. I was coming back from the war, and things were happening. Mm. And
get to talk.
And if the beds are rocking, I'm sharing a room with a significant other. Think things be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, everybody asleep. Because I make sure everybody sees. You wake up middle of the night, you see something.
See that beast with two backs?
Beast with two backs for sure. It's not my fault. We're adults here. You should be asleep, nigga. You got shit to do next.
Don't you want to go get some ice real quick?
Yeah, you want to get some ice?
All right, so you want to go ahead and throw the next song?
Yeah, coming in hot. Fucking, what's the name? Lollipop by, who is it by?
Freeman Hanley.
She said he's so sweet, I wanna lick the rapper. And she hits me like a lollipop, like a lollipop. Show me what I
Oh,
We back.
We back. Well spent. Well spent.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for joining us on this sexual deviancy ride.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you can always check out the show, if you haven't noticed yet, on that iTunes or on my favorite link, expensivecheese.com, which links you to ec3cast.com. You can find us on the book face, facebook.com/ec3cast, twitter.com, @ec3cast, Instagram, @ec3cast. You can email us at ec3cast@gmail.com.
Or you can text or call us at 757-745-9323. The number's also up on the website.
You can text us or leave us a sultry voicemail if you understand. Leave us a sultry voicemail.
Oh, for God, please.
Dude, we will use it on the show.
We will open the show with it.
You cannot, you don't even have, you can leave us.
Do you got some stories of sexual deviancy you would like to share with us?
Dude, we'll put it on the show as an intro.
Yes.
And you ain't even got to say your name.
Nope.
Just fucking wow us.
Yes.
Fucking wow
us. Tell us how you went ham once.
Mm-hmm. In the paint.
Mm.
In the paint. So, for Wicked Child, got anything to add?
No.
This is Dosh Trufer saying, love life.
Love yourself. Love Jell-O.
We out.